Hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and I'm in Sedona, Arizona today, and I've got this part of the show is dedicated to the beautiful life and work of Dr. Masaru Emoto, a famous man who was considered at one time the 17th most spiritual man in the world. Today's show, from roughly till now through a little bit after 4 o'clock, will be with Michiko Hayashi. She'll be giving a full presentation on her work, beautiful work with the Emoto Peace Project and the work with Dr. Masaru Emoto. I want to welcome everyone to the show. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit, listener-supported show, supported entirely by donations. So if you'd like to contribute anything at all, just go to my BBS website, or you can go to my my other website, my radio website at outofthisworldradio.net, and feel free to contribute whatever you like. Anything is welcome, really welcome there. It's a beautiful day here in Sedona. There's all kinds of vortexes all over the place, and the energy here is so high. Oh my gosh, it's just wonderful to be here. Sedona is about 4.2 in the dimensional scale. It's getting ready to shift into the fifth dimension, as other places are here in the United States and elsewhere. The energy here, the spiritual energy here, is also very high. There's all kinds of vortexes and beautiful sandstone cliffs everywhere, and it's a place that you should really visit sometime, at least once during your life. The weather here today is absolutely gorgeous. It's a sunny day, probably in the early 70s, late 60s Fahrenheit, and it's so happy to be here, and especially to commemorate the life and work of Dr. Emoto. At one time, he was one of the most spiritual men while he was alive on this planet, and he thought that he discovered that our thoughts do create beautiful water crystal patterns in the water on the electron microscope level, and he's a great man, and I'm so happy to honor him today. And I hope with that you'll enjoy today's presentation by Michiko Hayashi. She'll be coming to us. This is a pre-recorded I did some days ago. She'll be in, she's in Tokyo, Japan, giving this presentation by Zoom. And I thank you again, everyone, so much for your beautiful support. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit, listener-supported program, and all of your beautiful support is really appreciated. I want to tell everyone, too, that I've been in touch with the other side for the past 27 years, and I come from a psychic family, and I've been doing readings now and in touch with the other side since November 1994, and I'd be happy to give anyone out there a reading who may need one. If you'd like a reading, just email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can go to my other website at outofthisworldreadings.com, and you can find all of my spiritual trips, readings, and my books and other programs. With that, I hope you enjoy this presentation by Michiko. She's a beautiful lady and gives a really good presentation on Dr. Emoto. And thank you again, everyone, for the beautiful support. Bye-bye. Have a beautiful day. And thank you again, everyone, so much for your beautiful love and support. I know if we all work together, we can and will create a much better and happier planet. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye. Thank you again for your beautiful support. Hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and I have a fantastic guest on today. She's a very special person because she was Dr. Emoto's administrative assistant for over 10 years. She helped him produce this beautiful book called The Message from Water to help educate children around the world on the love, on the value of love and gratitude. And today's a very special day because on October 17th, unfortunately, Dr. Emoto passed away in 2014. But his memories and his work and his life lives on in the hearts and minds of many millions of people around the world, and especially with the beautiful Michiko Hayashi, who does the work for in spreading his message of love and light around the world as part of the Emoto Project, Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, along with many other beautiful people, Hiro and Mrs. Emoto and everyone else in the office. And with that, Michi, thank you so much for coming on today. It's such an honor to have you here.
Well, Ted, thank you so much for having me here today and on this very special day. And thank you very much, everyone, for watching this. I was Dr. Emoto's personal assistant for almost 11 years. Wow. And worked side by side. And I am very honored to be able to continue his work. This was Dr. Emoto's life's mission, and this needs to be always continued. So thank you so much for being here. And today I'm happy that I can give this presentation.
So glad you're here.
Allowing me to do it.
So you bring such love and joy to the whole world. I'm very honored to have you here today. So,
all right.
So anyway, tell me a little bit about how did you get started with Dr. Emoto? And I mean, that's probably a long story, but just share that.
I'll make it very short.
Before
I started working for Dr. Emoto, I was writing my own books and also translating English books into Japanese books. And the very last book I worked on was a translation from English into Japanese. That was Starbucks book. And then after finishing it, I was going to take 3 months vacation. During that time, I bought 10 books online to read. Then 2 books out of those were Dr. Emoto's.
Nice.
When I read them and saw the water crystal pictures, I had goosebumps and I knew, my heart said, this is the truth. Nice. So I visited his website and he said he was looking for someone who would help him with the copyrights to his books. Mm-hmm. Then I knew that was my work. So that was the beginning of my journey.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then you produced these. Could you show the children's book behind you if you don't mind?
Oh, yeah, I have one to show.
All right. Okay, great. Great. Just, and it's, and what is that in the front? I know what it is, but for my listeners, what is that, by the way? Could you explain?
This is the water crystal from after showing the words, 2 words together, love and gratitude. Mm-hmm. And water made the most beautiful crystal from here, from the words love and gratitude. And in this book, I will real quickly, in this book, it tells the basic of everything that I will be giving today during the presentation. But it says we are water, mm-hmm. and water makes beautiful crystals, and shows the beautiful crystals from natural waters, and how the river changes from upstream to downstream, and they restore actually, and showing. Listening to music, and then goes into words, how powerful
words are. Oh, show that one in the corner there. I can see that. That's You Fool. Is that right? That shows negativity.
You Fool in Japanese.
Okay,
You Fool. And I will get into that later too during my presentation, because this is very important. And then it will show all the beautiful and crystals from hope and despair and all that. I mean, just
Mitchie, could you hold on for a second, Mitchie? Just a minute, please. Just a minute. Mm-hmm. Now. Okay, go ahead and show hope and despair. Okay.
Okay. So it shows the different water crystals. Like, anyway, I will go on and then it has some pages after showing the pictures. For example, here I will talk about it on the web presentation too, like showing this elephant picture, then water made this trunk of the elephant, showing heart to water, then water made heart mark. So like this, water has memory and it's really deeply connected with our consciousness and everything it sees and hears. And how about our prayer or intention? It changes the water molecules from the ugly before the prayer and after the prayer. It just makes a beautiful crystals. And when children really learn about this, their life changes, because the most beautiful water crystal that the water created was from after showing the 2 different words, love and gratitude. And what we would like all children to learn is that through this book is for them to know that we are water, and whatever we think, whatever we feel, whatever we say, whatever we do, we're creating our life through water and crystals. And so this is the picture book that Dr. Emoto made. And I continue to distribute. And the goal of this Emoto Peace Project is to distribute 650 million children's books all around the world for free of charge.
That is so beautiful. Now, if you could tell everyone, how many different languages have you gotten in now? I think that's fascinating.
Now we have 34 languages here.
34. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you. Bag, so it doesn't bend.
That's wonderful. So I assume you've got like French and German and
of course
and a different Swedish and you name it, Italian and okay.
Yeah. We have the language from I don't know the country, Myanmar to Chinese, Korean of course, and Spanish, yeah. All the Portuguese, all different kinds.
Yeah. When Dr. Moto, I have to ask you this question. He made his speech before the United Nations in 2005. Mm-hmm. And then did you know he was going to commit to making 650 million books? Did he tell anybody beforehand? He just decided,
He always came up with ideas, intuition. So all of a sudden he announced that to make the whole world a peaceful and harmonious place, uh-huh. He said that if all children, because children are very pure, they all learn how water creates beautiful love and gratitude. When children learn, he said that God is giving us not only for human beings, but for all beings on earth, mm-hmm. God is giving love through sun ray, and water is the one that is carrying that love.
Wow, that's beautiful.
If we all receive that love with two gratitudes. Mm-hmm. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm just needed to plug my computer. Go ahead.
Okay. If we all receive God's love or your love, everyone's love, with two gratitudes, one will stay within and the other will be switched to love and given to a different person. So love and gratitude will go all around the world, and that's how the world will be a peaceful place.
Wow, that's so amazing. That's amazing. What a beautiful thought.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I mean, most people have been fairly open to it, haven't they? I mean,
Yeah.
People can agree upon love and gratitude, right?
And also this message from water is really very interesting because it doesn't matter what kind of religion people are. Mm-hmm. All religion respects water because water is so sacred. And they have the same saying from ancient times that is written in here. And so they're really happy to receive this book. It doesn't matter what kind of language, what race, what religion, everyone on earth receive this message from water.
That is so beautiful. I'm so glad you're doing this. Now, Dr. Moto also did a lot of work with Hado machines. Is that right? Vibrational. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in my presentation too, but we have this evolved version of Hado machine. Mm-hmm. I am using this to heal the earth every day. It's been today, I will be doing this, healing the earth with this and my intention. Up and thoughts, covering the earth with rainbow color, beautiful light.
Oh, beautiful. Listen, I hope you don't mind. I just want to stop for a second and thank and introduce you to the manager of the shop who's allowing me to do this today. And they're a big fan of Dr. Moto. They've got his books here, Mysticism and Water. So I just want to... I'm sorry?
You changed.
Go ahead and talk to her for a moment. That's nice.
Hi.
Hello.
Very shy.
If you would like to come just a little bit more so I can see you.
There you go.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
I don't know. Did she know Keiko?
I think she will. I'm going to put her in touch. Oh. Or you can. We can. I'm going to put her in touch with Keiko.
Well, yeah. Ted said he was going to connect me. He hasn't yet. So I will be sure in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm shy, so I don't know what to say.
No, just so, I just want to thank
you. Thank you so much. Next time when I'm in the Shasta area, I would love to stop by.
Yeah,
meet we you, will. Everyone. Thank you.
We will. Mitchie, you'll be sure to see her. I'll make sure of that. But I just want to thank her and acknowledge her because she's given me a wonderful place to broadcast. They love Dr. Emoto's work. They sell his stuff, you know, the books here and everything. So I just want to tell you that. So.
Okay. Thank
and
you
was,
so much.
It was nice meeting you. Kat.
Pat?
Kat.
K-A-T-T.
Oh, Kat.
Yes.
Kat, nice to meet you, Kat.
Nice to meet you also.
I'll put you in touch with her. Don't worry. Yeah.
Well, you didn't stop recording. Is that okay?
That's fine. Okay. I like to acknowledge people who support, you know, the Emoto Project and my shows. So anyway.
Okay.
But go ahead. You were talking about the machines and.
Okay. We have to consider the presentation time, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So today I'm doing this for the 504th day since I started in 2020 last year.
Okay.
On the 5th of April, when that was the day that Dr. Emoto told me from above to start doing it.
Okay.
And so I immediately started to do it, and I continue to do it. I will continue to do it until I see that the world is harmonious and peaceful.
That's beautiful.
And you know, every one person matters because we are collectively creating the whole earth, environment of the earth. Mm-hmm. Our emotion, each emotion matters. Each thought matters. Right. Every single action matters, and the words matter also. So you'll be seeing in my presentation.
Wonderful. I can't wait. Well, that'll be great. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Thank you. So should I start doing the presentation?
Yes, of course. Yeah, we've got a lot of time. Go ahead, please do.
All right. Can I share the screen, please?
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. All right. Let me hit share screen. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You should be able to do it now.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Yeah, this is it. All right. So let's see. Oops. This does. Okay. All right, so let me start with my presentation. Thank you so much. Today, I would like to commemorate Dr. Emoto because this is the very seventh year anniversary from his transition in 2014. And that was 17th of October. So please remember Dr. Emoto more than himself, Dr. Emoto's discovery, because this is one of the most important things in the world, and this will benefit you, your life, and this whole earth. So thank you. All right. First thing I would like to share is this the picture of this experiment that I did with noodles that I cooked in water, of course. And I did it in July. And this is the picture after 3 weeks, after I started doing this experiment with five people around the world. This is the remote experiment that I did without any wars. Mm-hmm. I asked, those five people are from, two people are from the United States, and one person is from Mexico, and one person is from UK. And one person is from Japan, and they all sent their intentions to those bean noodle and sea noodles from their own place. And I asked everyone to ignore. And B, I asked everyone to send negative thoughts to this. Mm-hmm. And to C, I asked everyone to send positive and loving thoughts. Mm-hmm. So they did accordingly. And 3 weeks after we started, this was the result. Without even writing any words, just by their thoughts, sending their thoughts, this happens to cooked noodle. So why does this happen? Because water is the one that receives those energies, vibration, hello, from everyone. And if this happens to noodle in 3 weeks, we are 70% water. In the air, there's water. This Mother Earth has water. Everything has water. What happens to you, to the earth, to other animals and plants and flowers? So this is something that we should be thinking about. Greek philosopher Thales said almost about 3,000 years ago, he said, water is the primary principle. And he also said the world was created from water and everything would turn back into water. And to me, it seems like about this, about that time, 3,000 years ago, 10,000, I mean, maybe 2,000 years ago, many more people knew about the truth of this on this earth. And for some reason, we have forgotten. But it's about time for all of us to remember, recall everything that we have forgotten. So I would like to share something important about water that Dr. Emoto discovered. As you know, water is life. We are all made up of water. Even in desert, there's water. There's no place that does not have any water at all. Mm-hmm. And without water, nothing can exist or stay alive. And when you have seeds, even though you plant those seeds, if you don't give water, they don't make sprouts. Mm-hmm. Once you start giving the water, they start to grow. So you can see that water is giving life. And the surface of water is about 70% water. And so we are human beings too. Mm-hmm. So we are walking water. All right, Dr. Emoto.
Just fascinating. Really interesting. Go ahead.
Thank you, Ted. So before Dr. Emoto started to do this water experiment or study, he was the doctor of alternative medicine and helped more than 10,000 people using his Hado machine. Hado means vibration. And this, in that picture, you can see that this was the original machine that he was using. It's called MRA. Uh-huh. And originally, that was from the United States because he imported this machine. It's called Magnetic Resonance Analyzer. And used it in his own way. He invented his own way to use it to make Hado water, vibrational water, imprinted water for each client. And after discovering the root cause of the problems that everybody had, it can be diseases, it can be some other problems that they have, like human relationship or some other problems. But there's always a reason why there's a problem. And he was using this machine to find out the root cause. And then from that, he made each client's water to help them recover.
Wow.
At that time, he knew that water can heal or help water, but he wanted to prove that water has memory and carries the information. And that's how he started to go into the water study. After taking thousands and thousands of water crystals, he discovered very important messages from that was hidden in the water. So he started to write books. And he first made the message from water. Then that was written in two languages. But after that, he wrote this, the hidden messages in water. Many people may know, but this became the New York Times bestseller in 2005. And it was translated into 45 languages and published in 80, 80 countries. And that's how it started going around. And people started to learn that water makes crystals. And when you show the beautiful words to water, water creates beautiful crystals, whereas negative words, the water does not make crystals. And so it was like our intention, our consciousness is something that water is responding. Mm-hmm. The important discovery is that water has memory. And what is memory? It is information. Information around water, everything that is around water. Water. This water is listening to what I'm saying, seeing my face, seeing my computer, seeing everything around this water. And water within my body is hearing what I am saying, I am feeling right now. Water in the air here, even though we don't see it as a vapor, they are creating water crystals according to what I'm saying, how I'm feeling, because we are energetic beings. We're generating energies. So that's information. And water is deeply, deeply connected to our consciousness, each individual consciousness, but collectively, energy amplifies and it becomes even more powerful. Now, Dr. Emoto always said that everything is vibration. How can you tell that everything is vibrating? Well, everything, even this book, even this pen, everything is made up of atoms. And in the center of atoms, each atom has nucleus. And around that nucleus, electrons are moving around. That means they are vibrating, and actually they're making sound also. We just cannot, human ears cannot just hear, because it's the range of the sound that human ears can hear is between 20 hertz and 20,000 hertz. And if it's less or more, we can't hear. And each atom is making a small, tiny sound. So it's vibrating. Every single atom is vibrating. Mm-hmm. And water is carrying that vibration. Vibration is energy, information, and that's energy. And energy is life also. Oops. Now, I would like you to see this tuning fork movie, that video that I made, so that you will know that same vibration resonates with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Can you hear?
I can hear. Yeah, I can hear just fine. This is really an interesting experiment because.
Yeah,
it's very interesting. So if you could explain it, that would be great.
Okay. Let me. I keep making mistakes. All right. I'm sorry. Okay, now here, there are two tuning forks of 440 hertz, and there's one tuning fork of 442 hertz. And that means each hertz, 440 hertz means it's vibrating 440 times in 1 second. And 442 hertz means it's vibrating 442 times in 1 second. So the difference between 440 and 442 is only twice in 1 second. And as you will see it again, but when I hit 440 hertz, one of the 440 hertz, the other 440, because of being exactly the same vibration, they resonate.
Mm-hmm.
And the other 440 hertz, even though I don't hit it, because it resonates with the other 440, it makes sound without hitting. So sure. That's the resonance.
Interesting. And
even though 442 is so close.
Yeah, it is.
But it's not exactly the same.
Right, it isn't.
So it does not resonate. It cannot, does not make any sound. So please pay attention and watch it one more time. Let's see. So you can hear. Let me go back.
Now, when you hit the 440, it doesn't resonate with the 442. It doesn't vibrate it. So the two remain separate, right?
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
So this is, did you see at the beginning when I hit 440, the other 440 resonated? Did you hear it?
Yeah, right. I did see that. Yeah.
Kind of slight, small sound, but you can hear that. You can hear that it's resonating.
So like attracts like. In other words, when you hit the 440, the tuning fork next to it does vibrate too, because they're both on the same wavelength.
Exactly the same vibration.
But 442 doesn't resonate with it, because even though it's small difference, it's not the same frequency, so that doesn't resonate. That makes total sense. Yeah.
And you know, our emotions are vibration. Exactly. We can't see it, but it's vibration. So what kind of vibration, what kind of hertz does it have? And what we are emitting, what we are thinking, resonate with the same vibration and come back to us. You will be seeing with the words. Oh, okay. Now, oh, one more time. Let me go back so they can see one more time. Did you see it? Did you hear it?
I did hear it. Yeah, I did.
All right. Thank you. Now, so emotions and thoughts, words affect not only our life, but let me move this a little bit, but our planet Earth also, because we're so busy thinking about many things. We are co-creating the electromagnetic field on Earth. That's just right. By our emotions, thoughts, and words.
That's right.
So what kind of the Earth, planet Earth, do we want to co-create? Because one person cannot create the beautiful harmony. To create something, the harmony, there has to be, just like resonance, there has to be something else that can resonate with me, right, with you, with people. So that's a co-creation. The world population last year was 7.9 billion, and one person is thinking or feeling in one day about 50 to 70,000 times in one day. And out of these, almost 70,000 times, I mean, we're thinking constantly, so busy. And the study says 80% of what we think in one day is almost something negative or nothing important. That means many people, including myself, but it depends on the person. If we are aware of this, we try to choose about something positive. But most of the people, especially under this circumstance of the COVID, more and more people are worried about what will happen, or getting angry about some things, and or sad about things and complaining. And that those are all negative energy, low energy. But 20% is all positive. That's I'm being very happy, being so grateful, or being kind to people. All these things are positive. Mm-hmm. Laughter also. So what kind of energy field are we creating collectively? 7.9 billion people on Earth. And each person matters, because every one single person is a drop of water. Yeah. And collectively we're making the ocean. Dr. Gerald Pollack of University of Washington discovered this fourth phase of water. And through the fourth phase of water, he discovered that water has memory. I don't have enough time to go into it, but sure. Fourth phase of water, please remember, has the stores the memory. Mm-hmm. And also, Dr. Luc Montagnier This is from the picture that I participated and gave my presentation. I can hear someone's voice, Ted. Ted?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. I hear someone talking, so.
I'm in the shop right now, but it's fine. Just keep going.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Please continue.
All right. This is the picture from the water conference in 2019. Unfortunately, because of the situation, 2020 and 2020 water conference have been canceled. So hopefully we can do it next year. But yeah. Dr. Luc Montagnier, who received the Nobel Prize after discovering HIV virus, he said in this presentation, this is the picture of the presentation, he said, water is involved in information transmission. He clearly knows through his research that water is the one that carries information beyond time and space. Now, from here, I would like to show you the water crystal pictures. These are the pictures from some of the pictures. We have just countless numbers of water crystal pictures in our institute. But those are some of the pictures from tap water. And as you can see, tap water around the world of the big cities are not good at all. They're almost dead by the time they are in our homes. But as you can see, the natural water around the world is so beautiful. And you know, only this is important, something that I would like everyone to know. We have only 1% of the water, clean water, the water that we can drink. Drinkable water on this earth, entire earth, is only 1%. And we are still polluting those 1%. Drinkable, beautiful water. We want to maintain these beautiful, brilliant, beautiful crystals of the natural water. Mm-hmm. So let's stop polluting. Let's restore the water of nature.
Yeah, good idea. Wonderful.
Play music to water. We listen to different musics, but not only music, but many, many sounds of the around us. How does water respond to those music and sound?
Mm-hmm.
Before, this is a very simple distilled water crystal before it play music. Mm-hmm. After playing Beethoven's Destiny to this water, then it makes transforms to beautiful crystals. So that because music is such a clear, powerful vibration. So we want to listen to something beautiful because beautiful crystals, we want to have beautiful crystals around us and within us too. And when we play some negative, ugly music to water, and this is from the heavy metal music that had destructive words and the singer was singing with anger. So that time, the destructive vibration is very powerful and the water could not form the beautiful crystal. So which crystals do we want to have in our life?
Mm-hmm.
Showing pictures to water. Here you can see that water clearly has memory. It remembers what it sees. This is a shrine, Izumo Shrine picture. And after showing this picture to water, you can see the roof and sacred rope.
That is so fascinating. That's so interesting. Who would have ever thought? Yeah.
I know.
Didn't Dr. Emoto argue with his lab assistant when he first started taking these pictures that the lab assistant didn't believe it could be done, but Dr. Emoto did? So he made him do it over and over again until it worked. It did work. So
Right. We had at that time Dr. Emoto's personal assistant was a scientist with I think he has a PhD in science.
Right.
And he was this scientist assistant said, I don't think we can really obtain the crystals from water because I have never part of that? No one scientist has done it before. But Dr. Emoto was so intuitive, and he knew that water, if the snow makes snowflakes, those are crystals, then water should be making crystals. It's just that we cannot see with our naked eyes. So he encouraged this assistant for almost 3 months. After 3 months, he was finally able to obtain this very first crystal. So, and this is after showing this heart mark to water. And you see this water makes a real nice heart too.
Pretty amazing. That is pretty amazing. Yeah.
Now, what about words that we use all the time? Now, this is something that I would like you to know. Dr. Emoto said, words are hado. Hado means vibration. Words are hado. And words were created by great nature. Therefore, beautiful words create beautiful nature. And ugly words create ugly nature. And this is the root of the universe, Masaru Emoto. And this is really true, because when you see the water crystals, you can tell that beautiful words create beautiful nature. From thank you in Japanese and you fool in Japanese, it's in this book too. Water responds accordingly. English, thank you is beautiful. A you fool is misshapen, but it's not that ugly. But you know, in English, you have many more, even worse words.
Yeah, and we do.
We don't want to take such crystals from those words, because we know what they make, and we don't, you know. Oops, so next one. All the thank yous make beautiful crystals.
It's like lovely.
In Chinese too. Thank you. Xie xie makes beautiful crystal. Gracias in Spanish are powerful crystals too.
That is beautiful. That's beautiful crystal. Yeah.
Compassion. Mm-hmm. Water is saying compassion is beautiful. It's very important. So we should be compassionate for everything, not just for your family, your friends, but for all beings, everything on earth. Because we're connected with each other. We are one. Harmony, it's very interesting, because it shows like almost two hands putting together. One cannot resonate with just one thing. You can't resonate. When there are two persons or two things together.
Oh, that's interesting. I'd wondered why there was that split in the middle. Now I know. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, two things. Right. Oops. I have to go back. Compassion, harmony. This is important. Peace and war. Peace, you can see from the back of the crystal, it's really coming out, the peace. But when you see war, it's broken.
It's broken, yeah, that's true, yeah.
And it's not only water crystals that you can see, but when Dr. Emoto started to do this water research, he was testing he was taking some of the water samples from tap water to see tap water from in his office to see what kind of toxins the water had. And every day he was checking. And as you can see here, it says, January 17th of 1997. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's 1991.
Mm-hmm.
And every day there's small amount of toxin in the water, tap water. But on the 17th of January, it number went up really high. And that was the very day that Gulf War started in the Middle East.
I see. Interesting. Okay. Wow.
So you can tell we are living so far away from the Gulf War, I mean, the battlefield, but right. That destructive energy of all the bombs that were dropping just came to reach Japan instantaneously as an energy. And we, if Dr. Emoto did not test the water, we could not have seen it. It's very important. No matter where we are, the energy goes. Just like my the remote experiment with noodle too. Our intention energy goes beyond time and space. And this is why we need to be very careful with what we say, how we feel, what we do. Self-love, of course, love comes from within. I can do it. No, I can't do it anyway. It's broken. Right. Now, when we have our challenges or project, do you want to, I mean, sometimes we feel I may not be able to do it successfully, but water is saying, if I say I can't do it anyway, it's broken from the beginning. But when we show the word, I can do it, water is saying, responding, yes, I can do it.
Right.
So this is something every day when you want to bring, I mean, I'm sure that everybody wants to live happily in good health and in peace. Then we have to focus on that, because the more you focus, the more the energy amplifies. That means that resonance happens, just like the tuning fork you saw. So even though we want to bring happiness or good health or peace, if we keep focusing on something different, like something that is destructive or COVID, then we're giving more energy to it. So we want to focus on something that we want to create on earth, we want to bring to your life. So let's choose the words very carefully, not only the words, but our thoughts, our emotions, everything. Mm-hmm. Every moment is the choice we're making. And every single person matters. Every person is important, because each person is one drop of water.
That's true.
Collectively, we're making the earth. You're beautiful, and I love you. Are, of course, so beautiful. So we want to be saying that. We want to feel it. We want to say it. We want to live in that. And the most beautiful water crystal that water made was beautiful. From love and gratitude. And love and gratitude is the most beautiful high energy that restores all the, that can restore everything. If it's ugly or if it's destructive, love and gratitude can restore it. And it's also immunity. Mm-hmm. Now, I would like to show you these COVID. We took the crystals from COVID-19 last year in our institute. And originally, it's broken, but it's not that ugly. That means COVID is just a virus. It's just a virus. It means every virus or every bacteria, every beings are there just to stay alive. We want to stay alive. Of course, virus wants to stay alive. They need people, or they need someone to stay alive. That's all they are. But what makes it worse is our fear, our negative emotions, anger. Because when we combined COVID-19 with fear, as you can see, water created
ugly. As most of the world's governments and big mass media does, especially in the United States, all they do is spread fear, negativity, Exactly. Make people depressed.
So we want to pay attention to something different and replace fear with love and gratitude. You can see love and gratitude can restore and make beautiful, beautiful crystal like this. So this is what I mean is, this is the choice that we have. Do I want to choose to live in fear and anger, or do I want to choose to live in love and gratitude? I mean, you have the choice.
Right.
Okay. How does water respond to our prayer and intentions? This is the Fujiwara Dam water. It was polluted, and Dr. Emoto did the experiment of sending the love and gratitude to water. And before the prayer, we took the sample before the prayer and after the prayer. And our intention, our prayer is really powerful. Before the prayer was this ugly. And this is really, when water makes this kind of form in the molecule, this shows that water is polluted. Mm-hmm. But the prayer can change into this beautiful, beautiful crystal. So our prayer is really powerful. Our intention and thoughts and meditation, all these are very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. And that's why Dr. Emoto always did offer the prayer of love and gratitude with everywhere he went with local people, and which I continue to do also, because it does change the water and goes, that energy goes everywhere around the world instantaneously. And he said, water is the mirror of our heart. We can say something that we don't feel in our heart, but water knows the answer.
Sure, right.
So we cannot lie to water within our body, in the air, and the vibration that you have in your heart comes back, resonates with you, and then come back. So that's why he was always saying, don't lie, because it's very important. Now, let me talk about just a little bit Emoto Peace Project. Mahatma Gandhi said, if we are to reach real peace in the world, we shall have to begin with the children. I think children really need to learn about peace. Mm-hmm. All children, I shouldn't say all, but almost all children around the world, when they start to go to school, they learn how to read, how to calculate, or how the history, things like that. Mm-hmm. But in what country, who is teaching about peace? No one is giving peace education. To me, it is even more important to learn what is peace, what is to be kind, what is to be compassionate and loving gratitude. Because if they learn, the world changes. It's not making money. It's not, making money is not bad at all if it's for the positive, beautiful purpose to help people, to be the service for other people, if it's not for their own greed. So peace education should be the base of everything. This is the picture. This is the speech at Dr. Emoto's at the United Nations in 2005, Ted said. So here he announced the idea of Emoto Peace Project at the conference. And right after that, he made this book of the message from water. This is actually the second version. The first edition was made at the beginning, but after that he made this book, because this makes a beautiful form of the book, very well made. And everywhere Dr. Emoto went, he took those picture books and communicated with children and taught about this water discovery, and then gave this book to all children. And I continue to do that too. And the purpose of this book, goal of this book, is to distribute, to give 650 million children's books. We all need the help of everyone. So please visit the website of Emoto Peace Project. It's www.emotopeaceproject.net. You can download the free version of this children's book for free of charge. And if you would like the hard copy of the book, then you can contact me at epp@emeraldpeaceproject.net. Then I'm happy to send you the books.
And for people who are just listening without the video, Emoto is spelled E as in Edward, O as in M as in Mary, O-T-O, peaceproject.net.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. And before I finish, I would like you to see, to commemorate Dr. Emoto, I would like to play this video. It's
okay. Wonderful.
Is that okay?
Please do. Could you turn up your video, turn up your sound, please?
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Michi, for sharing this beautiful presentation. What a special treat.
Thank you so much. Okay. Oops. Next.
Well,
so this is my presentation, and thank you so much again for watching this. Let me
do beautiful.
Can I stop this sharing?
Yes, go ahead and stop. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. What a beautiful, special program. And what an honor to have you on to talk about the beautiful work of Dr. Emoto. And I want to thank you so much for sharing that with all my listeners today. That's been so special to have you on.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be here. And I feel so happy and grateful that I was able to give this presentation just the day before Dr. Emoto's 7th anniversary from his transmission, I am going to visit his grave site to be with him for a while and celebrate this day
Great.
The next week. So,
great.
Thank you.
Okay, Michi, any last words? 2 minutes?
Well, I would like everyone to share this share this book, please, so that more and more children, of course, not only children, all of us, all adults and every people, if they learn about this law of vibration, law of vibration is law of attraction. And important thing is our thoughts, our words, our action need to be in alignment. When they are in alignment, things happen.
Yes, absolutely.
Vibration, law of vibration is law of the universe, and it's the law of attraction. So let's stay positive in love and gratitude. When you're in love and gratitude, everything goes better, and you are generating that beautiful energy and affecting all around you.
Beautiful, Michi. Thank you so much for sharing everything. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Ted.
Okay.
And thank you very much, everyone. I love you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Much love to you too, Michi. Thank you for all your beautiful work. Bye bye. Arigato and ohayou gozaimasu.
Thank you so much.
Bye bye. Bye.